What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Ukrainian sales get jealous because their woman abandoned them for me and a fellow Australian. So as you guys know, I go to a pub here in Lviv. I can't call it the Beta Male pub because, let's be honest, vast majority of their men are dead. I know, in the words of Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV, I ain't shit for saying that. So anyways, guys, so I was at the pub the other day. It's an expat pub, so I go there every night, kind of like how I go to the Beta Male pub every night back in small town USA, except this time around, I don't work on MGTOW TV there because my intentions are to hook up with fine Ukrainian woman in America, because American, I'm monk mode in America, as you guys know. So in America, I just sit in the back, get my laptop out, put on my headphones, and bitch, leave me the fuck alone. But here in Ukraine, guys, no, it's the total opposite, because Ukrainian women are better than the trash women we have in America. So anyways, so I'm hanging out with this guy from Australia. He's 57 years old, but looks younger than me. He's into karate. He looks like Colin Farrell. And what happened is that me and him, we were talking. In fact, he actually runs a website. In fact, some of you guys might have heard of it. It's called, I'm trying to remember the name. It's an old forum that needs updating. It's called International Skeptics Forum. So if you guys go on Google, type in International Skeptics Forum, he's the guy behind it. And the website needs updating. So it's not mobile friendly, but it works on your laptop. So anyway, so we're talking, you know, MGTOW stuff pretty much. Like, we were talking about, are we living in a, what you may call it? Are we living in a simulation? Which we are, because God is Alpha, the Omega, Awwal al-Akhir. He's the first, he's the last. So yeah, we are living in a simulation. Now, this video is not going to be about, are we living in a simulation or not? I'm just telling you, we're just pretty much talking about the shit we talk about here in the MGTOW community all the time. Even though he doesn't know what MGTOW is or anything like that, you know. So we were, at least that I'm not aware of. So, because here's the thing, guys. I don't go around saying MGTOW this, MGTOW that, red pill this, red pill that, you know. People eventually will come out and say it themselves, you know. No need for me. You don't want to be that guy who's like going around the party like, are you a vegetarian? Are you a vegetarian? Are you a vegetarian? No. If somebody is something, they're going to let you know. No need to beat somebody over the head with it, okay? So anyway, so we're talking about, are we in a simulation or not? Now again, this Australian dude, even though he's 57 years old, he's a lot younger than I am. He actually lives in Northern Europe, so he's not used to the sun. He's a vegetarian, karate. He looks like Colin Farrell, okay? So anyways, we're talking about the simulation. And these two college-aged Ukrainian girls, now you guys have to understand, college here in Ukraine begins at the age of 17. So these, you know, to drink, you have to be 18, I guess, here in Ukraine, from my understanding. So these two Ukrainian girls, blue eye, blonde, white, beautiful, obviously, they butt into our conversation and they start talking to us. And they totally abandoned the Ukrainian sales they had. Now, the guys that they were out with, they were beta, you know. Yeah, they were tall, but they were oofy. They were like ogre looking, you know. So yeah, they had the height, but they were beta, ogre looking, oofy doofy. Definitely not attractive guys by any stretch of the imagination. So these two hot white girls, they butt into our conversation. They started talking with us. We had a beautiful conversation. You know, it's 11:30. You know, curfew is 12 o'clock. They kick us all out. And, you know, me and the Australian guy, we just walk on out and go about our day. We didn't exchange phone numbers or anything like that because, you know, you got like fucking drunk 18-year-old girls, you know, and as far as we know, they could be under 18. So we didn't even bother trying to hook up with them or anything like that. Now, the next day we come to the pub, which was, you know, yesterday actually. The bartender was like, yo, you guys remember those gals that you were talking to the other day? the guys that they came with got really upset because they left them and they started talking to you. So what have I been telling you guys all along? Most Ukrainians are fucking Zelensky. The average Ukrainian dude looks like Zelensky and has the height of Zelensky, okay? Now, I was talking to a guy, he's a French guy, French-Canadian guy, and he told me that, have you noticed that the women here are beautiful, yet the guys are fucking ugly here in Ukraine? And I'm like, damn, dude, even you picked up on that, you know? So what you guys out there need to understand, and understand this really good, okay? Here in Ukraine, English on a scale of 1 to 100, it's not even a 1. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The younger woman, like under 20, they're learning English. Let me tell you something, okay? When I'm walking around Old Town Lviv, okay, I get approached by girls 15, 16 years old speaking perfect English, okay? Now, these girls, they're collecting donations. Some of them will actually try to sell something like a bouquet of flowers. By the way, guys, buying a woman a bouquet of flowers here in Ukraine is actually part of the culture, okay? I know in America you never buy flowers for a hoe, but here in Ukraine you buy them flowers. And I believe if you're just dating, you buy them odd number of flowers. So, you know, you buy her like 5 flowers, 7 flowers. You avoid the number 13, apparently, here in Ukraine. Don't buy even number flowers because that's reserved for funerals. So if you're dating a Ukrainian chick, it's perfectly legit for you to buy her roses or flowers. You can buy them for as low as like 100 of their money, which is like $3. I mean, I never bought it, because, you know, I don't have a girl here. So, but yes, here in Ukraine, guys, it's definitely permissible to buy a girl flowers. Just make sure it's odd numbers, skipping 13, and that, you know, it's not a even number flowers, because that's reserved for funerals. Also, guys, another thing here in Ukraine is that it's very common for people, men and women, to walk interlocking arms. Not holding hands, but interlocking arms, okay? So you can, like, meet a girl, you know, you're not boyfriend, girlfriend, you're not anything significant, but you just met this girl and you're walking with her. It's very common for her to interlock arms with you. Because, you know, at first, guys, I took notice that a lot of these Ukrainian girls, you know, when they're walking and I'm walking past them, and they're interlocking arms with another dude, bitch is looking me at the eyes like, bitch, don't you have your man right there, you know? Why are you looking me in the eye for? But apparently interlocking arms here in Ukraine really is not that big of a deal at all. In the Middle East, guys, men interlock arms when they're walking in the Middle East, you know? That's part of the culture. It's not fucking gay, okay? So I know in America, if you interlock arms with another dude, it's fucking gay. Not like that in the Middle East. In Ukraine, it is permissible to buy flowers for a girl. I know in America, you don't do that with any woman, but you guys need to understand cultural differences, okay? And thank God for cultural differences. And this is what this video is going to be about. What you guys need to understand, and understand this really good, okay? These young girls who are approaching me and other people, you know, asking for donations, they are hiring tutors so they can learn English, okay? This one girl, you know, she doesn't ask for donations. She actually sells roses. And I spoke to her. She's 16. I'm like, how long have you been doing this for? She's like 5 years. You know, ever since she was 11, she's walking around Old Town Lviv. And I walk around a lot and I'm seeing her. Whether it's rain, sleet, snow, minus 10 degrees, this girl is walking all over Old Town Lviv trying to sell flowers. She's doing it 5, 6, 7 hours a day, a couple of days a week. All that so she can hire a tutor so she can learn English. Another thing I took notice of is that the younger woman, like the woman under the age of 20, They are beginning to speak English. Like, for example, today I went to a cafe and I ordered in Ukrainian because I'm trying to pick up Ukrainian, and these girls, they switch with me in English because they want to learn their English, So obviously it's more important for them to learn English than it is for me to learn Ukrainian, so I roll with it. So this one girl, she had a shirt on that said Los Angeles on it. And I'm like, hey, you ever been? How was Santa Monica? She looked at me like, Santa Monica? I'm like, yeah, I see your t-shirt says Los Angeles on it. I'm from Los Angeles. And she's like, oh my God, she got all giddy. And she's like, I want to visit LA and shit like that. And you guys got to keep something in mind. These girls are fucking 18. Now, I'm 43, okay? I mean, I'm gonna be 43 in like a month, but Islamically, because we go by the lunar calendar, I'm already 43. In fact, I might even be 44 if you think about it. But anyways, so for me as a 43-year-old guy, flirting with an 18-year-old girl, that's like, it's not creepy, it's not illegal, it's just weird. But here's the thing, dudes, this is where you guys need to understand. Think about it from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, okay? I'm 18. I might even still be a virgin. Now, I can go out, get pumped and dumped by Ukrainian sales who are gonna abuse me, get me knocked up, work a job I hate for the rest of my life, making minimum wage, have bastard kids who are gonna pretty much ruin my SMV, or I can bypass all that and get with this dude. Yeah, granted, he's probably older than my father, but you know what? He's gonna give me an amazing life. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there will scream Beta Bucks Deluxe. Guys, you need to understand again, cultural differences. In Ukraine, there is no credit cards, there is no bank loans, there are no student loans, there is no way for a Ukrainian woman to make money like they do here in America. In fact, Ukraine is a poor country. I don't know if you guys figured that out. The average wage here in Ukraine is maybe $600-$700, and that's working 10 plus hours a day, 6 days a week. I mean, guys, nothing breaks my heart more than walking into a cafe or passing by a fucking kebab stand and seeing a beautiful blue-eyed blonde white girl, 18, 19 years old, You can tell she hates her job. It's like, bitch, you're probably a virgin. What the fuck are you doing working a minimum wage job 10, 11 hours a day? You should be living the alpha male lifestyle, bitch. You should be on. Again, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, Amr, that's simping. But like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, in one of his recent videos, women have a right to be taken care of. Let me say that one more time. Women do have a right to be taken care of. In return, we have authority over them, and they can't be dirty, dirty sharmutas. This is why I'm making this video for you guys out there. You young MGTOW guys out there, I'm telling you, you get your money right, you're decent looking, Ukrainian women are all yours. I've been speaking to a lot of expats, and once Ukrainian women start learning and understanding English, they're not gonna look at their men. Guys, alcoholism is a pandemic here in Ukraine, okay? There are people who spend 7, 8 hours a day drinking alcohol, So a lot of these Ukrainian women, they're in abusive relationships. A lot of them are with guys who probably beat them and take their money. The divorce rate here in Ukraine is one of the highest in the world. Single mother household is skyrocketing. Guys, you need to understand, at the end of the day, a Ukrainian woman would much rather be with you and me. Fuck the age difference of 20, 25 years. This Ukrainian woman would much rather be with you and me than be with one of their own kind. Because again, the average Ukrainian dude is not going to self-actualize. And you guys need to understand, here in Ukraine, a monkey in a tank top can get a woman. Now, I was reading Quora before I came here to Ukraine. And for those of you who don't know, Quora is a question and answer website. So this American or British dude, Western dude, he asked the question, hey, how can I attract a Ukrainian girl? And one of the many answers he got was from a Ukrainian woman, and she said a monkey in a tank top can get a Ukrainian woman. Now, we all thought she was being facetious. We all thought she was being sarcastic. But being here for a month, a monkey in a tank top might actually be too good for most Ukrainian women, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, Ukrainian women, effectively speaking, don't have standards. And to a certain degree, you really can't blame them because their men, here's what you guys need to understand, man. Wages here in Ukraine are low. And the women here are beautiful and they know they're beautiful, okay? So in a Ukrainian woman's mind, why the fuck am I working? Let me get with a man. This is why here in Ukraine, you see, let me tell you the type of incels you have in Ukraine, okay? You have ogre cells, you have short cells, and you have bald cells, okay? And again, vast majority of Ukrainians, they look like Zelensky, you know? In fact, just like I say, Yogi Obs, Mogs, 90% of Indian people, I would say Zelensky, Mogs, 90%, well, maybe not 90%, but close to it. Zelensky, even though he's like fucking 5'7", he mogs most Ukrainian dudes. And again, like the French Canadian expat told me, how is it possible that this country has beautiful women and ugly men? You know, that's, you know, maybe a scientific research has to go into it. But the point that I'm trying to get across to a lot of you guys out there that you need to understand this is that at the end of the day, man, the typical Ukrainian woman is better off with you and me than she is with her own kind. And again, because Ukrainians, men are simpleton, and it's easy for them to get a woman, all they do is have to promise her, oh, baby, I'm going to love you and take care of you, and then not deliver. There is no reason for a Ukrainian dude to put it in an effort to get a woman when it's so easy for them to get a woman. Because again, a lot of these beautiful women out there, guys, they don't want to work. And again, these women have the right not to work. So what they do is that they go out with these incels because, you know, sometimes an incel will actually might have some money. Now, don't get it twisted, okay? This bitch ain't happy being with a fucking incel. Let's get that out in the open right now, you know. You incel dudes, you know, don't come here to Ukraine thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a Ukrainian hottie because I got money. It doesn't work like that. You guys need to understand, you know, I'm a decent-looking dude, okay? The Australian guy I was hanging out with, again, he looks like Colin Farrell, okay? He even looks younger than me. So, yeah, of course these 18-year-old girls were attracted to us. Now, imagine if we were like ugly expats, they wouldn't even look at us. So, you guys out there need to understand, if you're going to be an expat here in Ukraine, you got to be decent looking dudes. Don't come here fat, ugly, bald, because you're a sex tourist, okay? Women don't like that, okay? Women, I don't care where you go in the world, okay? Women don't like nor respect sex tourists, okay? So if you're fat, ugly, old, crusty, women know that you're a fucking sex tourist, okay? So this is why it's imperative for you guys out there to look young. And listen, man, I'm going to be back in America in less than 2 weeks, you know? Why am I going back to America? Face masks. Look, my nasal voids are coming back again, you know. Maybe get some Botox, maybe get something under the eyes. You know, a lot of people, especially men who go overseas, they get clinically depressed when they go back to America because they're like, I hate America, you know. But for me, it's a tactical retreat. Going back to America is a tactical retreat, you know. God willing, I'm going to face mask more in Mexico or even in Colombia. I'm gonna, you know, work my ass off doing DoorDash so I can buy more servers for Metwali Web Services. That way, instead of leasing servers, we actually own our own servers. We already own one server. I want to own a second server. You know, so the more servers we own, the more people we can host. And that's gonna give me the financial freedom. I'm already coming back here in June, you know. I might come back here even... You know, plane tickets are so fucking cheap, guys. By the way, guys, if any of you guys want to buy plane tickets really cheap, here's what you guys do. Get a VPN from me. Guys, I have the cheapest price on premium VPNs anywhere in the market, okay? You can get a VPN for 1 month for $4.95, okay? Or if you sign up for 2 years, you get it for effectively less than $2.50, okay? So what you guys need to do, get yourself a VPN and put your location somewhere in Europe. That usually gives you the best price in getting plane tickets. And always, guys, use kayak.com mobile app, not the desktop app, kayak.com mobile app on your smartphone, and make sure plus or minus 3 days and get yourself a VPN if you're not already in Europe, okay? And even if you are in Europe, get yourself a VPN still, and, you know, maybe put it somewhere in Latin America. It might even be cheaper. You don't know. That's number one. Number two, look up Norse Airlines, okay? N-O-R-S-E, okay? Norse is an Atlantic Norwegian company that goes, you know, obviously between America, Canada, and Europe. Dudes, plane tickets are dirt cheap, okay? My plane ticket one way, of course, from Miami to London was like $188, okay? That's a one-way ticket, okay, guys? So you guys out there need to understand, it's dirt cheap to travel nowadays if you know all the proper hacks, okay? So I might come back here before June, to be honest with you, you know? At the end of the day, guys, it's imperative to understand that looks matter, okay? Even if you're an old fart, guys, you guys gotta understand, dudes, life here in Ukraine is fucking hard, man. And most people are gonna be poverty stricken, okay? Most people here in Ukraine, I'm not saying they're poverty stricken as in, you know, begging on the side of the street. I'm simply stating that they're just not gonna have that wow life. You guys need to understand, you know, as these young Ukrainian girls, as they understand English and they look at TikTok, they look at YouTube, they look at Instagram, they're gonna be like, hey, why are we not in the Caribbean? Why are we not in Sharm el Sheikh or Hurghada in Egypt? Guys, you need to understand this. I can literally take any Ukrainian girl and in one day we'd be swimming in the Red Sea in Egypt. I can do that, dudes, okay? How many Ukrainian men can do what I can do? Not very many. You guys need to understand. The fact that you're a decent-looking MGTOW, you got your money right, you're automatically top 3% here in Ukraine. You guys out there need to understand. I know a lot of people out there included. Look, I need a... You know, I think that's like a... Okay, there we go, you know. You know, see, that's the thing, dudes. It's all about lighting, you know. Like right now, the light, it kind of like, you know, this looks okay. But when I'm walking around at night, this area sticks out, you know. Maybe some, what's it called? Laser resurfacing, that will help. Plus, you know, when I go back to Cancun, guys, it's going to be laser resurfacing and fillers. My doctor recommended a facelift. He said that's going to take care of everything. But that's like $7,000. So, you know, maybe a couple of years from now, you know, Metwali Web Services starts making a little bit more money, you know, hopefully, God willing. But again, guys, you gotta fucking look smex. You gotta look young, you know, see no grays. I shave. Guys, you need to understand, I'm telling you this, dudes. Okay, you can get yourself a fucking hot young Ukrainian woman here. Again, look at. First of all, you need to understand, Slavic people are simpletons, okay? They're not that aware like so-called white people, Anglo-Saxons, okay? Like I said, I spoke with a Polish dude a couple of weeks ago. He's on my WhatsApp, so we talk through, you know, we chat every now and then. And, you know, he told me that when Slavic people speak English, they become higher IQ. It's as if English has an effect on the brain, where the person actually becomes a little bit more sophisticated. Now, you guys out there who speak Russian, who speak Ukrainian, you don't want a girl who does not speak English, okay? You want a girl who speaks English, because When a girl speaks English here in Ukraine, that means she's not your basic bitch or suka, what the Ukrainians say. You know, suka is bitch, okay? So you guys out there, I don't care if you speak Russian or even Ukrainian, you need a Ukrainian chick that speaks English, because if she speaks English, she's not your basic bitch. You need a woman that's a little bit elevated, okay? Because you guys need to understand, English is going to open up a world of doors for Ukrainian women. Guys, there's a reason why pretty much all the English-speaking women who are Ukrainian get into porn, because I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. 95% of all Ukrainian porn stars, sex workers, whatever, escorts, they are better off being in the sex trade than they are being with their own men, okay? So imagine you have a girl, you know, she's not like super duper hot, and at the same time, she doesn't want to be a sex worker. And there's you, Mr. Decent Looking MGTOW. You got your money right. You're not a fucking alcoholic. You're not a wife beater. Dude, you win. Hands down, you fucking win. You guys need to understand, this is a total different culture, okay? Yeah, I know they look white, you know, but they're not white, white as we refer to Anglo-Saxons. They're a different ethnic group altogether, okay? And at the end of the day, this works in our favor, guys. I cannot stress this enough, man. You know, this is why I actually look, you know, usually I don't look forward to going home to America, but this time I do, because again, looks maxing, look younger, look healthier, make a little bit more money to buy more servers for Metwali Web Services. You guys need to understand, DoorDash is my fuck you money, okay? DoorDash is the money I do for, is the money I make for face maxing. It's the money I make for buying servers for MGTOW TV. So at the end of the day, guys, going back to America for me is a tactical retreat. I'm looking at my nose, you know. Maybe if it points up a little bit, you know. Anyway, this video is not about my nose. Even though I'm like Coach Pitchpill's nose, my nose is not hideous, or at least not that hideous. So, in conclusion, you guys gotta understand, man, this is our Mecca, okay? Ukraine is our Mecca, okay? This war, according to all the expats who are part of the war, the volunteers, this war is gonna go on for a long time. I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again. This war is simply to kill Ukrainian men and plunge their currency. That's the whole point of this war. Zelensky's in on it. Putin is in on it. Ayatollah is in on it. Fucking Netanyahu is in on it, you know. Lviv is going to become the new Tel Aviv, you know. Like Man Inside on MGTOW TV said. In fact, there is a kosher restaurant that just opened in the past couple of days here in Lviv. So what does that tell you guys? The Jews are coming to Ukraine. If you are smart, okay, if you're smart, you come to Ukraine, you buy an apartment, you open a kosher restaurant, okay, and you start serving, you know, Israeli food. Israeli food is really Middle Eastern food, okay? So that's really going to be the future for you guys out there. If you're smart, you come to Ukraine, okay? Guys, don't bother going anywhere else, okay? Don't go to, like, Bosnia, Albania. You know, don't bother, okay? Ukraine is where it's at. You guys need to understand. Can't stress this enough. Right now, guys, English in this country is a zero. Once the women start picking up English, they're not gonna look at their men, okay? When I was at the cafe today, guys, you know, the girl that I was flirting with, you know, that 18-year-old barista that I was flirting with because she had a t-shirt that said Los Angeles on it. I'm like, hey, how did you like Santa Monica? Of course, you know, she never been outside of Ukraine, but, you know, I knew that, but, you know, great way to flirt with her. So the barista is sitting. Okay, so here's how it works, okay? Okay, so let's say, you know how some cafe shops, they have like a seating by the window where you see the people walking down the street. Okay, so here I am on MGTOW TV. I'm looking at the people walking down the street, and right behind me is where the baristas are, okay? Now, as you guys know, when night comes, you can actually see the people behind you in the glare of the mirror, in the glare of the window, you know? These fucking 18-year-old baristas were fucking staring at me all fucking night, you know? Because you guys have to understand, here is this American dude from Los Angeles. How many guys like me do these girls get? Guys, there are no, with the exception of volunteers and people connected to the war, there is no foreigners here, guys. There are no foreigners in Lviv at all. And you want to know something? I want this war to go as far as it can. You know, go 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I'm looking at apartments in Odessa for $300 a month in the summer. It's like, dude. $300 a month for decent apartments in Odessa? Come on, man. So, yeah, this war, you know, the biggest loser of this war, guys, is Ukrainian men, you know? At the end of the day, they're the ones who are getting killed. They're the ones who are getting maimed. They're the ones coming home with PTSD. And then on top of that, their women are going to fucking leave them, you know? I genuinely feel bad for Ukrainian men, but all at the same time, guys, you know, Ukrainian men really have to start Ukrainian men have to start treating their women better, but no, at the end of the day, guys, you really can't simp for a woman, okay? Don't beat the bitch up, okay? Don't do what the Ukrainian dudes do. Get drunk and then beat the shit out of the bitch. Don't do that, guys. Don't be a scumbag. At the same time, you know, you don't want to simp for her. If anything, she has to simp for you. Okay, guys? So, it's imperative to understand that there's every day is a day closer to women, more and more women learning English, okay? The number of times I'm walking down the street and some girl with her guy looks at me, or just casually walking down the street and girls look at me. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, here in Ukraine, 6'3" is a big deal, okay? You guys saw videos of me walking around height mugging just about everyone, okay? So the height is important. Secondly, to these people, you know, they're like, is this guy Mediterranean? Which I am. Guys, ain't nobody has called me fucking Indian yet. You know, I haven't been called Indian, you know. Even in Latvia, I wasn't even called Indian. And Latvia is the poorest country in the EU. But in Latvia, the guys there were not only tall, but they were mugging me in looks. So, and by Latvian standards, yeah, I'm an ain't shit nigger in Latvia, you know, when it comes to looks and shit like that. But here in Ukraine, guys, with the average Ukrainian looking like Zelensky, I'm doing pretty damn good, you know. So that's something that everybody watching this video has got to put in their mind. Ukraine is going to be our Mecca when it comes to getting quality women. And again, guys, I can't stress this enough, okay? You need to be good looking, okay? Don't come here fat, ugly, bald, old, crusty, and think you're gonna get fine woman. You're not, okay, guys? As long as you're decent looking. Again, no grays, no grays. Okay. I'm drinking a lot of water. That way my nasal folds or voids or however, nasal folds don't show, you know, sleeping 8-9 hours a day so I can look good, you know, no bags under my eyes, you know, going to the gym, you know, eating right, you know, that way, you know, I lost 10 pounds by being here. I'm down to 230 pounds, you know, when I left Florida, I was 241. I'm 230 pounds, you know. And again, God willing, when we get back to Florida, we'd be able to lose a little bit more weight. Looks max, obviously. Hopefully, do a little bit more money maxing. Because again, you guys need to understand, dudes, the fact that you can literally have a girl swimming in the Mediterranean or the Red Sea tomorrow morning. Do you guys understand how powerful that is? Less than 5% of Ukrainian men can do what we can do. In fact, I would say no more than 3% of Ukrainian men can do what you and I can do, you know? And I'm also hearing that they might open some of the airports here, you know? They may open Lviv or Kyiv or, you know, one of the airports that looks like it's going to be opened is a airport that's literally on the border with Slovakia. You know, there's a airport on the border of Slovakia because Slovakia is it Slovakia or Slovenia? One of those two countries. I get those countries mixed up. But that Ukrainian city begins with a Z, Zugol or Zugaila. Again, it's on the border with Slovakia or Slovenia. They might open the airport there. And the reason behind it is that when a plane takes off, that plane is already in European space. So the Russians ain't gonna fuck with it. And again, at the end of the day, guys, this whole war is just to kill off Ukrainian men, okay? Plunge their currency and force their woman into the sixth street. I mean, think about it, dudes. You're going to get a bunch of ugly-ass Jews from the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, coming here with money. You know, and they want their peepees touched, okay? So this is why it's actually imperative for good-looking, decent MGTOWs like you and me. Because at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand. No Ukrainian woman ever says, I'm happy with a bald cell, short cell, or ogre cell, okay? At the end of the day, guys, Ukrainian woman, like any other woman on the face of the planet, they want to be with hot dudes. They just want to be with hot dudes who don't fucking beat the shit out of them, take their money, or pretty much abuse them, you know? So this is what I'm telling you. If you're a decent-looking MGTOW dude, that's it. You won. You won. You literally went from being a nobody in America to a top 3%er simply by hopping on a plane and coming out here to Ukraine. Okay, guys? So, moral of this video, okay? Once Ukrainian women start understanding English and they're doing their darnest too, they're not going to look at their men anymore. Okay, guys? Anyways, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.